Hello, welcome to Four Brummies with Big Tummies. If you like having a tot and chatting shit in the pub, you've come to the right place. We don't want to lose our jobs, so our opinions are entirely our own. They don't represent our employers. You've got Pete, which is me. You've got Chips. You've got Kieran. And you've got Niall. Any questions or suggestions, please find us at abbeysounds@outlook.com and search Abbey Sounds on Facebook and Instagram. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Four Brummies Big Tummies, episode 6. No special guests today, just the normal lads. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you, Noel?
Yeah, good, mate. Anything interesting this week you've like been up to in COVID lockdown?
I'm quite interested in the fact that you couldn't get a special guest on, to be honest. Well, I heard the person you asked completely snubbed all your messages and didn't message you back. So
yeah,
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, it was meant to be Jack Lee's, and he's just absolutely fucked me over. He just ignored every tag in the WhatsApp group. To be fair, I didn't personally message him because I know he was seeing the messages in the WhatsApp group. So he's
See them apparently. You have to message him.
Well, he responded. Directly. No, he responded to the one earlier today, so he definitely did see it.
You don't want to beg it too much, though, do you?
No, exactly. If he doesn't want to come on, then fuck him. He will come on at one point, though, because he would be a good guest.
The podcast is bigger than
you're probably going to keep begging it for the next couple of weeks.
Please!
Yeah, fuck Jack Lee's, but he will come on eventually.
Think interesting? Or nah, just been standard?
Just tough week of graph for me. Standard.
Been doing a lot of cooking.
Liverpool scored a few goals and won, so that pleased me.
Good week for you, then, Pete.
Yeah,
Birmingham are going to lose tomorrow to Coventry at St Andrews, so looking forward to that.
But they haven't done it yet, so that's a bit of good news.
True.
Think positive.
I like focus on the positives. I like that.
Is it Coventry's ground or is it Birmingham City's ground?
I think we're technically at home. How did the Villa get on?
We lost 3-2, mate, but you know that, and I know that.
Weren't you 1-0 up and then 2-1 up?
Yeah.
So I turned it off at the times.
Burnley are famous for scoring 3 goals, aren't they?
Yeah.
In a game.
It's where the cookie crumbles. Free scoring,
Burnley.
Why are you getting loud for, Pete?
Because he's had a bit of success.
You think if you're a proper football fan, you'd come back and say, well, you lost to Burnley too, but you couldn't remember it, could you?
No, nice one, Pete.
Thanks, mate.
I started World of Warcraft again. Got a 30-day... pass for that. So I've told Becky, she's like, she doesn't exist for the next 30 days.
I was going to say, she probably doesn't want to hang out with you while you're like gaming on World of Warcraft.
It's fucking sick, mate.
It does
take over your life, though.
Well, your life. Normal people's not so much.
No. If you played it, you'd understand why it's so good. It's like 16 years old. Yeah, it's like 16, maybe 17 years old. That's how good the game is. It's lasted that long with a community that pays money each month to play it.
I feel like if it was like one of the big franchises, like a Star Wars or a Lord of the Rings or whatever you're into, and I might be into it a bit more.
Lord of the Rings Online, which is actually free to play, Pete, now. And Star
Stop
Wars.
Trying to rope people into you, know.
Free to pay, Pete. It's a fucking reason for that.
Then there's Star Wars: The Old Republic, which is also free to play if you want to get in.
I've looked at that. To be fair, that looks quite good.
But are they official ones, or like just people making them in their bedroom?
This is the proper official one. They spent like 7 years making the Star Wars and about 5 years making the Lord of the Rings, and they've expanded on it loads as well. There's loads more planets, and then all the areas of the Shire and stuff. That's all available.
I'm still not getting it, but telling me about all that.
Which one are you playing? No, just the OG one.
Well, I haven't played for 3 years, so I don't know what actually I'm allowed to play, but I'm just going through it now, learning all the ropes again. I'm
a
new.
Got your old character, like
yeah, Lone Raven, the dwarf paladin. I'm a tank.
Such a nerd, man.
He put a picture of him on the WhatsApp group earlier.
Yeah, I put like, I'm Lone Raven, like defender of the innocent, like defender of the Holy Creed. I just put a whole paragraph trying to be cool when no one else thought it was cool.
If he shows up as your character on the artwork that we're getting done for all of us,
that would be class.
I'll be pissed off.
Do you remember when you created us all on Sims?
Yeah. The Sims game. I love The Sims. I still to this day, I've got one on the PS4. I think it's Sims 4. And I made like me and Becky. I think I made you an Imogen at one point, Alec. Touchy subject. Yeah, they're still going, unlike you two.
I hope they're very happy.
I made like a seshed house, like full of like Pete and Dennis and Kieran as well. Where it's just
wouldn't
like,
they
like six
not
lads.
Share the computer. And not
late. he wouldn't go get a job. He kept on fucking losing his job all the time because he kept on getting up late for work.
Oh, man, how accurate it is.
No.
Right, it's because I messed with his personality, so he was like really lazy, really dirty and shit. So
it's completely changed, mate. That's ridiculous. It's obviously not accurate.
Yeah, you're really driven.
Chips and Imogen would still be together, wouldn't they?
but I made like Imogen the one that was focused on a career, and like Chips was just a mess, and used to. that's gonna have to get cut or muted. Baked, whatever.
Yeah, that's definitely got to be cut, man.
if we keep saying it, they can't cut it.
Yeah, you'd give me too much of a hard job, so I have to keep
Actually, do you know what we should do as a special? Like at the end, have all the like cut scenes in a big compilation of the things we say.
Like end of season, all the stuff that got
cut. End of season special, yeah.
How to get removed from Spotify.
Yeah, maybe. Or put Burns episode on, which we're hiding from the public.
Yeah. Don't do it via Spotify. You can do an external link to see the uncut.
Yeah. Well, we want to really like.
We were discussing in the WhatsApp chat with the light hauler. We're doing like an uncut Vegas chat, and then just release it to the lads, and then maybe down like a year or two down the road when no one cares anymore, release that then.
Yeah, it'll just be a scandal when the podcast is big, though.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be the funny thing. Yeah, but we'll make it onto like Twitter trending.
They'll have loads of stuff to dig up about you and all the things you've posted before.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. So much.
Yeah, like when you finger.
Have you like gone through and deleted all the stuff that you posted?
No, still on there if you want to look on Facebook. I did have another account though when I was. So my account I think only goes back 6 or 7 years. The other one, I think I deleted it and then I got a new email address, etc. So the one I had in school, I don't have access to anymore.
Thank God.
Yeah. I don't know if it's still accessible, but yeah, it is there.
What are you drinking?
Blue Lagoon. Throwback to Roses or Luna. Do you not have it? It was like $1.99 at Luna.
I can't really remember. I just used to remember drinking vodka Red Bulls.
It's got like that blue liqueur, vodka and lemonade. It's fucking delicious, man. It's really nice.
Just having like, I remember just being at Snobs and just having 2 bottles of VS at a time.
Oh, yeah. How much was that? That was times, about £3. They were about £1.50 a go, weren't they?
So cheap, man. I'd love to go back there, although he's like way too old to. But
oh yeah,
it'd be good crack, wouldn't it?
Because they've still got like the rock thing downstairs, but it'd be full of students. Because when I go into work at New Street, I see them all lining up outside. Sometimes they are very young, and then like the top
just
floor.
Just pop in for a pint in your full work. Just come on, man, just having a quick pint.
The scene full orange, and then apparently upstairs is like proper ghetto now, like they are, because they've got 3 floors, haven't they? They've got like the rock, then like R&B, and then like I guess like rap or whatever, or grime, and it's apparently proper sketchy up there.
That's the room I go in.
Oh yeah, all right, Kieran. Right, well, anyway, we'll move on to this topic for this episode. We were thinking, well, we originally thought maybe the 6 people you'd have to a dinner party, but we kind of changed that to alive or dead, who you'd want to have on like a sesh or a chill day with. So still kind of the same concept, but probably more suited to us because none of us have had dinner parties.
Let's speak for yourself.
No.
Oh, all right, Kieran, who do you have that with? Your imaginary girlfriend?
Yeah, and my brother.
My mom and dad's garage.
Yeah, my mom and dad were there actually. It might have just been a Sunday roast.
Mom cooks.
Yeah. Dad washed up.
It was a wild time.
So you thought you could, rather than like making a list or whatever, we just put forward names, basically see what the group says. If that's cool with everyone.
Yeah, but isn't it like going to be like alive people first and then dead people?
Yeah, do you want to split it? Do you want to split it like that?
What about if like they're alive, but you won't wouldn't want to do it with them now. It was when they were kind of in their
pick their age.
I agree.
Prime.
Should we go
for Jimmy Savile, Pete, and it's prime.
That's so weird. I was just watching an interview with him before the podcast. So
it came up on my YouTube
trend, and it was this like psychologist like analyzing like.
Oh, he's like movements and how he spoke.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Quite interesting. Okay.
Oh,
it's a documentary actually on Discovery.
If it's actually good, Pete, send me the link. I'll watch that. I like your stuff. Okay, so who wants to go first? We'll do a live. Yeah, exactly. I've got Gaza as well.
We'd all have Gaza.
I went for Georgie Best.
I wanted Gaza.
We're doing a live first.
Grown alcoholic.
Yeah, we're thinking 1990 Gaza. Or not like 1993, 1994.
What's his name?
Who is that killer? Gary Moat or something?
Mal Moat.
When he was friends with him, that's when I want them to on the session.
If anyone doesn't know about the Mal Moat story, though, he rang up a radio station, Gaza, and basically he'd gone down to see Mal Moat, who he said he used to know from working on the Doors, and he'd brought loads of stuff for them to do. Because he was like basically held up by the police after killing all those people, like stranded, and he was going to like coerce him out. Go fishing with him. He brought some fishing rods.
He brought
a full chicken with him. I think he brought a kettle and he brought a few cans of lager. And he was like, "I'm going to talk him down," sort of thing. I know him from on the Doors. It's like he killed like 10 people or something.
He went on a rampage, didn't he?
But apparently, that's not even true. Gaza never actually knew the guy. He was just on a big session and he was watching the news. And he said in the morning, like he didn't know him. By the time the 12 o'clock news came on, he thought he knew him, and then by like 10 o'clock in the night, he was his brother, sort of thing. So he didn't even know.
Like school gossip. Just gets by the end of the school day, it's like, wow, perfect example with me. Shagged the bird. By the end of the day, I shagged with a crisp packet.
No, but that did happen.
No, it didn't happen. How would you shag a bird with a crisp packet?
How would everyone know it was cheese and you?
It wasn't. It was salt and vinegar. There we go. See, that doesn't prove anything, Alex. Just that you got that story wrong. You're adding more stuff into it.
Yeah, Alex won the argument though.
I think we all agree with Gaza. I think he'd be a proper, but like I said, 90s Gaza when he was still fun and fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few similar ones to Gaza. Like Ray Parler would be cracking. He loves a bit. Paul Merson.
Yeah. All the lads.
All right. Anyone else?
I mean, I'd always love to have a beer with Beckham, but, you know, that's just me.
I knew you'd say Beckham.
Who wants to have a beer with Beckham, man?
Come on. I can't. He's like the driest bastard ever, Beckham.
We'll drink some Hague Club
as well. Have some whiskey.
I was thinking this for my dinner party, so I don't know what he'd be like on the sesh, but I was just thinking Will Ferrell. I just think he's got funny bones, man, and I just think he'd just be so funny. I might pick him in the chill section, I don't know, but I think he'd be hilarious.
I don't know, maybe like a younger Will Ferrell. I think, what is he now? He's like 50 odd, isn't he?
I think he's still funny. He's just funny as fuck though, man.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I still like his films. I've got not really left field, but I've got like a Hiro Kojima, like the game designer behind Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, fuck off. That's ridiculous.
How is that ridiculous?
Good way to get out of the session with him.
I thought he's in his bedroom
making games.
I thought we were still doing like a live sesh and chill, or we're still on sesh?
Still on sesh, man.
All right, then.
Throw a few out for the sesh.
All right then, I'll put Eddie Hall. I feel like he'd be good on the sesh, man.
He could put away a couple of beers.
Yeah.
Ricky Hatton, I was going to say as well.
Oh, shit, I forgot about Ricky.
He's just like a proper normal lad, isn't he? He does love a beer.
Apparently, in Manchester, he'd always go around and he'd be like squeezing girls' asses and stuff on like that. And it'd be a bit embarrassing for you with him.
I was going to say, Alex, before you getting on your high horse about that.
Did someone tell you that while we went uni in Manchester at a house
party? Yeah, because they worked in Vodka Revs and they said he was always in there and he was a massive creep.
Fair enough then.
So yeah, come at me, Pete.
I'm not letting you distort my image of Ricky Hatton.
Yeah, but he's a twat.
Pure gossip.
He is a twat, isn't he?
How is he a twat?
He's just like a horrible little geezer.
Yeah.
Mate, he was one of our best British fighters ever, man.
Didn't say he wasn't.
Yeah, and he was just a lad. He was a proper lad. He was a man, which is a negative.
Right.
But
I'll tell you who's not a pick. Gaz from Geordie Shore.
I love Gaz and Geordie Shore. I do.
I thought you were winding up.
No.
I'll follow him on Instagram and everything.
Should we get the original gang? Get like Jay back together as well? No?
Oh, mate. Geordie Shore was so good. But the original
season,
like,
season one was good.
No, I'd say first three seasons, it was pretty good. Like, it got to the first season in Mexico, was the last good one. And then it went proper downhill.
Who the fuck are they? I literally don't recognise any of them now.
They're all pretty much gone, haven't they?
They've had a lot of work done. I mean, like, the actual original cast, if they're on loads of the little shows now, aren't they? Like, that tattoo fixer.
Yeah.
That Charlotte's rank now.
Oh, mate, she's bankrupt.
She was I thought she was fit as well. And she's just gone. It's not all birds what go on reality TV and then get on social media. First thing they do is destroy their lips and have big, fat, horrible lips. And then it's always having the cheek implants and they have Botox super early and
Those lip fillers are rank though, aren't they?
You know what I noticed about the lip fillers? When we went to Amsterdam, right, the second time we went, all the prostitutes were rank because they all had lip fillers.
Yeah.
Didn't stop you there, did it?
I don't know anyone who likes lip fillers. I don't know where these...
They're just
like,
rank. They don't look good.
Where birds got this image from that this is what men want? Like they want weird, deformed duck lips.
Gokwan probably told them in like 2005 or something.
He's only just reached them.
What show was he on, Gokwan?
It was a style.
What was his? It's all about the confidence. That was
It was like a fashion show, wasn't it?
And he put like naked middle-aged women on a billboard, like naked, and they just looked shit.
Yeah, I think he transformed them.
He does a lot of cooking now. His cooking shows are good, to be fair to him. I don't know if he knows fashion anymore, but his cooking shows are good.
Yeah, I wouldn't want Gokwan for a session.
Yeah, let's cross him off the list. We've rambled on a lot here.
I'll tell you who I'd like to go on the session with.
Mickey Flanagan.
Get Kevin Bridges on there as well for me.
Yeah. John Bishop.
No, not so much John Bishop. I mean, I wouldn't say no to him, but.
Why don't you like Mickey Flanagan?
I don't know. I think,
I
think his comedy's really good about like going out on a session stuff. But I just imagine him, it's all kind of fake. And then when you get him actually on the session, you just sit there with a glass of wine and not say anything.
That's a good job. You're not at the party then.
But he doesn't seem like that sort of bloke.
I don't think.
It looks like he loves a pint.
I don't know. Yeah. I think that maybe it's just his image. What other? Thinking of comedians, who else?
Peter Kay's got funny bones, doesn't he?
I think I'd like Peter Kay. I'd like someone who had like alcohol problems. There's quite a few.
Yeah, I was trying to think of that. Like, I was thinking like
I think Barrymore would be really depressing on the set. Wasn't he back on the bottle?
Wasn't he a nonce or a pedo?
No, murderer, I think.
That's not as bad.
Didn't just someone end up dead in his pool?
I think it was a bit suspect,
wasn't it?
He had a bit of a sex party, didn't he?
Yeah, that was it.
At least he wasn't a nonce.
I think Frankie Boyle would be quite good as well. I think just hearing him
ripping
into people.
I think it's more of an act with him. I think he'd get a bit political.
That's why I'd never have that Russell Howard. Oh, I hate that guy so much. I hate him. How has he got a show? I don't find his comedy funny. And then like every fucking second segment on his show is about political stuff.
I'd like to get
I don't like, but like it makes me laugh, that Rob Beckett. I think he's quite funny, man.
I think he's good on panel shows, but not. I don't think his comedy's that good. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen him live.
I just don't like that Rob Beckett's face, man.
His teeth.
I just don't like the look of him, man, which is really shallow, but it just pisses me off.
I bet it really annoys Rob Beckett as well.
Rob Beckett will probably say the same about me. I hate that ginger bastard.
I guess some people say Russell Brand. Obviously, he's teetotal now, but if you got back him back.
Yeah, it'd be Russell Brand when he was on the set.
Do you not think it'd be too much, though? I think he'd pull you off for a bird.
Pull you off some smack, probably. Yeah, I don't want a few drinks, Russell, but don't really need the needle, pal.
I feel like Russell Brand would be too much. Like, he'd go a bit too crazy, where I'd find it funny for the first, like, it's kind of like Gately. You find it funny for the first 2 hours, but then when it gets into like later in the night, early hours, you're like, oh, Jesus, who's putting the leash back on Gately?
He did some early documentaries for like MTV, Russell Brand, and he's clearly like still on the session, like on heroin and stuff. And like, it's really weird. Like, he gives this guy a hand job in the toilet just to see what it's like for the documentary.
Well, that was on MTV?
Yeah, he does a documentary on homosexuality, and then he does another one on homelessness. and basically takes in this homeless guy. And it doesn't show it, but years later, he said that, like, him and the homeless guy were, like, smacking up at the end of, like, the recording. That's fucking grim, man.
Oh, no, he's definitely off the list. I'm sorry. That sounds grim.
That's agreed.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying some people would say it, though. Some people would say Brand.
I've kind of run out of sesh people. So has anyone else got any sesh names?
Not that are alive. I think a lot of mine are dead.
Yeah, I've got some for the dead. I think just to chill with, I've got the classic David Attenborough. I just...
He's alive, isn't he?
Yeah, we're still on alive, people.
Oh, I thought just chill. Like,
no, I said, I've got people who are dead that I'd like to go on the session with, but we're still doing alive. So I think to go on to chill, I think David Attenborough, I think just to, I'd like just to watch some of his documentaries with him and then just let him speak about how it was done. And he's like nearly 100. He's have so many stories.
Because just let him talk about anything as well. Yeah. And he'd make it sound interesting just because of the sound of his voice.
And you try. Really hard to sound, you try really hard to sound intelligent in front of him as well. I wouldn't do a very good job, but I'm sure everyone would definitely try.
I was thinking like Seth Rogen and James Franco, them, that little double act.
Yes.
You could get stoned with them as well if you could him.
Yeah, that would be a fucking class duo to do. Well, it seems like they would be class.
Maybe Jonah Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't you think he's gone a bit up his arse since he's got into like bigger films?
Since he's got skinny.
Yeah, he's gone up his arse since he got skinny.
Have you ever seen Knocked Up?
Yeah.
You know that little stoner house where they just like get stoned all day? I'd like to chill with them all day.
What is it? Fleshforthestars.com.
Fleshforthestars, yeah.
I'd love to make that website just watching celebrity like sex scenes.
Yeah, it's like
does it already exist as well?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, you've got what was the really famous one? What was it called with all the celeb sex? Mr. Skin. Mr. Skin.
Yeah, that's what it is. They discover Mr. Skin on it, I think. And they're like, it's even a better name than ours.
Might check that out, mate.
Oh, you're grim. And then obviously, as I mentioned before, I've got Hiro Kojima. I'd like just to talk about his games. And he seems like a really cool guy. He's like into his films and stuff. Yeah, I know it's not exactly exciting, but they're probably the two main ones I'd like to chill with.
I like a chill with Henry Cavill. He loves his game.
Yeah.
And he loves The Witcher as well.
He's a proper nerd. He loves World of Warcraft, actually. Yeah,
he built his own gaming PC.
Yeah, look how cool and sexy he is. Me and him are similar. Me and him are similar, kid.
What? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Who was it? The games you played Superman?
Henry Cavill. And The Witcher. He loves games.
He's a mad gamer.
If you're talking about like,
he's a nonce if he plays World of Warcraft.
Fuck off, idiot.
He's up there with Savile and Niall, isn't he?
Exactly.
What about Tom Hanks? I'll have a chill with him.
Yeah, but isn't he meant to be a nonce from the old people in Hollywood?
Is it?
We discussed this on the other podcast. It's rumored, but
they've ruined everyone. The nonces, like, they took Kevin Spacey away.
I know. He was so good.
Let's just sweep it under the carpet and have another season.
Tom Hanks.
I don't think he was noncing, though, was he, Spicer?
No, he was just gay. Yeah, he was just.
He took advantage of it.
Apparently, he pressured some young actors, I think.
What, to give him a blow, you?
I don't know, mate. I wasn't there. But...
I'll tell you what, the weirdest one out of that. You know that comedian, that CK?
Yeah.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he just kept getting his knob out, apparently.
No, what he used to, like, it was very open, like, everyone knew about it. He used to, like, ask people if you could masturbate in front of them. That really annoying, I can't think of her name, Sarah Silverman.
She's fucking horrible.
She's horrible. I fucking hate her. I hate her so much. But she said she wasn't that bothered about all the allegations because she was like, yeah, that's just what, like, Louis C.K. did. He used to, like, wank into a plant pot in front of her. Like, and she used
but I
to
think
let
he get he gave people, like, more promising jobs and shit if they did it, didn't they?
I'm not sure if he did that, though. I'm sure it was just very much that he was just a known wanker into flower pots type of guy.
You're telling
like
me, like,
a version of Harvey Weinstein.
The assistants and shit who let him do it. I'm sure he kept them on for a bit longer.
Yeah, true.
Me and Harvey'd have a great time.
He's back working now.
Yeah, and you're starting to look more and more like Harvey Weinstein as well.
You got a lot of action, didn't it?
That is dark shit, man.
No, I'll probably bleep it out.
No, actually, I'm leaving that in so everyone knows what a creep you are.
Yep. And how he was in your chill and go on the sesh section, which was really weird.
Yeah.
At least we didn't have Jimmy Savile, Pete.
Anyone else for a chill?
Louis Theroux.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a shout.
I feel like he's got a nice, calming voice as well. Do you not find him tell you about all his experiences?
Do you not find him a little bit weird though?
Yeah, but that's part of his quirkiness, isn't it? You're only chilling.
I'm a little bit weird too.
Makes me feel weird.
Like a chill with Adam. You know Adam Buxton, though, the comedian.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't think so. I might know his face.
He's got a cracking podcast. It's like good pals with Louis Theroux. You should check it out. Might have to not stop liking.
I was going to say, let's stop promoting other podcasts. We're on the verge of breaking it big.
Guys.
So we've done kind of alive. We'll move on to dead. I think
I've got one.
Go on.
Dead Sessions.
Straight away, recently deceased, RIP, Diego Maradona. I feel like on the sesh.
That is a shout.
Unparalleled. I think we need a little interpreter there. But I don't know if we would. We'd just be drinking and dancing and just doing all that
just
stuff.
You'd be
dancing with Maradona?
I think so. I think you like the dance. Probably have a scrap at the end of the night as well.
Is it just you and him, or are you like with other people?
Well, if I could bring Gazza along with the deadies, then
what a session that would be. Gazza and Maradona.
Yeah, that's where you got to bring Georgie Best as well. He loved to drink.
I think the next day when I was chilling, I'd be like, Louis, I know you've got a soothing voice, but I just want to be alone.
For the session, I think it's quite an obvious one, seeing as we're all Catholic. Have to be Jesus.
What the fuck was obvious about that?
It's not obvious. It's just the fact that he stole my idea from earlier, basically.
He can turn water into wine.
That's obvious to me.
Yeah, so yeah, water into wine.
You know, it's like 5 in the morning, and like you've got.
And we've run out of booze, mate.
And you're like, oh, come on, Jesus, just sort us out.
Jesus, just do your party trick.
Well, that's what I was saying. If we did the dinner party, man, you wouldn't have to buy any shit. You just like turn that tap water into wine. That's still Niall's idea.
I know, it's a bit rude, isn't it?
Maradona was Christian, wasn't he?
I'm missing the UK golf gear. If I win a set of clubs now and I miss that, I won't be
no
happy.
No one cares, Gary. We're on about dead people. We go on a session. We've not golf gear.
Elvis Presley.
Why?
I just feel like he's like the king of like.
Didn't he just eat like deep fried peanut butter and jam sandwiches?
I bet he
likes.
Yeah, so you should love him.
But I think Jesus kind of sorts you out on every aspect of the sesh. So
yeah, but he's also fictional.
He's actually not fictional, though, is he? I want the guy who was meant to be Jesus on the session.
Mythical version.
Why are you being a dickhead for? You're Catholic.
Let's not get into this. This is not the episode for it.
Yeah, true. That's another episode. Yeah.
Plus, Elvis. Elvis would go to the toilet halfway through the night and you never see him again.
Yeah, that's good, then, isn't it?
Oh, Kurt Cobain would be a good one to have a session with.
Why? Wasn't he a smackhead?
Yeah. He just loved to drink, loved the drugs.
No, he just needs to
love to blow his head off with a shotgun. can't see you doing that at the end of the night.
Well, Pete, all your guests haven't been perfect, mate. You know, don't pick anyone who's worse night.
Exactly, Pete.
Kurt,
I haven't been picking on anyone.
Pete, how about you think of an original idea?
You've been spending too much time with turned you nasty.
Yeah, it's true. No editing.
So, mate.
He's become a grumpy old man.
You'll have to cut that one as well.
Chips just wanted something cut for him earlier. That's why he mentioned the comments.
Anyone else? I think a good on the sesh would be Hitler.
He didn't drink.
He's teetotal, though.
He wasn't teetotal. He was on fucking a cocktail of drugs, of cocaine, amphetamines, everything.
Yeah, but I just...
I'd really want a drunk conversation with him, being like, what the fuck, man? What went on?
Yeah. He was a bit of a sicko sober, though. I'm not sure I want to see his views when he's drunk.
Yeah, imagine. He wasn't a very nice man, was he?
Like, yeah. I don't know if I'd want to be on the session with him. Maybe at the dinner party, because you could ask him questions, but on a session, I don't know.
You'd probably get on with him, Pete. You hate Jews, don't you?
No, let's not throw false accusations out.
Pete did do his dissertation on Holocaust denial.
Yeah, but I concluded against the Holocaust deniers. I didn't conclude
fair
for
play.
Them. Yeah, but you must have...
Yeah, obviously.
There's something not going on right here to do a whole dissertation on Holocaust. And
his favourite film, Chips,
you know full well, I was scrambling around for topics. Because I didn't do anything all year, and I had about 2 weeks to do it.
Oh, what a legend, so just... Joe. You're such a legend, Pete.
Oh, I never went to uni classes.
I was
still got my tutu, though.
I was too stoned, bro.
Whatever, Chips, because you licked the lecturer's arse and went to every meeting ever. Cool.
Yeah, fuck you for chips for actually making the most out of university.
Yes, yeah. Fuck you.
Now look at my pay. I've worked hard. I've worked my way to the top. And now I'm in.
You've moved in with your girlfriend.
I'm not moved in with. No, it's locked. Just living I live by myself and she's in my bubble. So who else am I meant to spend time with?
Okay. But I just think it'd be, Hitler'd be really good, like in a kitchen at like 4 a.m., just talk it out. And be like, what went on?
Do you reckon he'd talk us round?
I don't know. I'd give it a good go.
He managed to do it to a whole country, didn't he? So apparently,
they used to like all the ministers and that used to get invited to his retreat or whatever, and like he'd go on till like 3, 4, 5 in the morning, like with big lectures and speeches, and they just want to go to sleep, but they
yeah,
because like, they have to stay up for the Fuhrer. So
but he's all on coke and shit, and he keep going and going, and they have to
just like,
stay
big
up.
Rants, and they're like, "Fucking hell, we gotta go to Hitler's this weekend again."
Yeah, if you can't beat him, join him, eh?
I reckon church will be a good one.
What on the sesh? Oh, yeah, chill. He was
quite whiffy, wasn't he?
Didn't he wake up with like a cigar and a glass of brandy and then went through like a bottle of champagne every morning?
Yeah, he certainly didn't wake up with a Jameson's bottle up his arse. I know that.
I'm pretty sure he famously blazed that woman, didn't he? When she was like, "Winston, you're drunk." And he was like, "Yes, I'm drunk. And in the morning, I'll be sober, but you'll still be ugly."
That's
a good quick. That's raving. It'd be class, though.
Wouldn't get away with that nowadays, would
it? That was snowflakes like Niall.
Yeah.
Didn't Gordon Brown call some woman a bigot? Some bigoted.
Yeah. Yeah, he left his mic on because she came up and she was like, I can't remember what he was on about, but he was
something. Moaning about something, weren't you?
Yeah.
He's having a go at one of his dates. He was like, "Who's that set me up with that bigoted woman? Was it Susan?" Then he had to go back and apologise to this girlfriend and apologise to her.
I'd like Michael Jackson as well. Oh,
fucking you're
such a nonce.
Fucking nonce,
did you? No, he wasn't a nonce. No, he wasn't a nonce.
He was a nonce.
No, he was. He got cleared twice. Yeah, he was weird.
I think we're going to have to do an MJ podcast on this because I totally disagree. I think he was a nonce. Yeah. Even the two guys who defended him at his main trial have now come out and said he did nonce.
No,
the only person bollocks. Who didn't said it was Macaulay Culkin. And have you seen him?
No, he's all the bollocks. All the bollocks. They just wanted more money because now he's dead and they're not getting any.
I'd like to have a session with the other MJ, Michael Jordan, a few whiskeys, cigars.
To be fair, I like 80s MJ, to be fair. Even
which MJ, Michael Jackson or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jackson. Michael Jordan would be good, but I don't think he'd be good on a session or a chill.
No, he likes to drink.
It's a bit intense, isn't it?
Yeah, but so am I. Like, yeah, we're both very driven.
You are when you start grabbing your face in a corner.
That's a classic theory on the session expression.
What about the session with Dennis Rodman?
What are you going to say, Dennis Lynch, then?
Especially if you heard it, you know, on the Michael Jordan documentary, his like trip to Vegas was meant to be a weekend and he went there for like 2 weeks or something.
They're like, we shouldn't have let him go. Yeah.
That sounds
amazing.
Did he
marry Carmen Electra?
He did. I think he did marry her, but she was the one that Michael Jordan found him in bed with. We've seen the size of that. She's like 5'4" and he's like a fucking huge geezer. Absolutely destroyed her.
I think you should put all the names of who we'd like chill and sesh with on Abbey Sound's page so people can see.
Yeah, I'll have to
do a post and then people can comment on who they'd want to have a session with.
All right, I'll remember to do that.
You better do.
I've also got
about time you put some work into this podcast.
Yeah,
I'd like you to fucking chip in once in a while.
No, we're always here on time. We always have to wait for you.
Oh yeah, again. Just because he's probably buzzing about it because he's trying to make his stupid little character and trying to make the podcast all about him. Alex was late again, as usual. That's Alex. As you like. That's Alex. Fucking prick. Just be on time. I've got J.R.R. Tolkien as well. I think I'd like to just sit down and talk about Lord of the Rings with him.
I was thinking about him as well.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
What are you going to say to J.R.R. Tolkien? Because you admitted on the other podcast that you haven't read any of his books, that you've got to a certain stage, and then you moaned about his writing style. So, what are you going to ask him? Like,
I didn't moan about his writing style.
Tolkien, since you've come back to life, have you seen the films? Because they're much better than the books. I've never read your books.
I didn't say that at all. I didn't say that at all.
Hey, Tolkien, have you watched Geordie Shore, mate?
Me, you, Gaz. Let's have a pint.
Not at all. So you've got your cheap laughs, lads. you've got your cheap laughs. Now, can I?
Oh, you sound like the come down with me person. You're like, fuck right.
Oh yeah, and he's like, you've ruined my night. You've got what you wanted. Now get out.
Enjoy the money. Get off my property.
I didn't read the book. So I don't like his style. I just said his style's quite hard. You have to push through it.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love to hear that.
Yeah. You brought me back to life. It's a criticised.
It's a really hard read. That's a proper try hard to even read it. To be honest,
can you just use some simpler words?
It's not about words, his vocabulary. You know what? Forget it. Go on. You put some names out.
Dead people. I don't know. I don't know. Da Vinci or Van Gogh. Some like artist.
Oh, fuck off! Fuck Pink. Off. Like, you'd fucking care.
Not trying to sound intelligent.
No, but, like, they're all mad sesh heads, though, weren't they, at the same time?
Oh, Da Vinci. Yeah, I heard he was always on the fucking gear.
Van Gogh was always on the sesh. Didn't he chop his
Yeah.
He'd be so self-obsessed. Artists are self-obsessed people, man.
Yeah, they're the sort of person you ask how their day is, and they actually tell you how their day is.
I'll tell you what. What about John Candy? I think he'd be quite fun.
Oh, you know, from
character, and just I think he'd be a good. I think he liked his booze and his food and that. So I think loved his cigars as well. Chill.
Like a chill with Robin Williams. It'd be a class.
And I think he's like a people pleaser as well. So I'd just sit there and he'd keep trying to get the crowd laughing. And I'd just be
he'd be the class clown.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, you can ask, because he did loads of impressions and shit as well. So you could just ask him to do a bit or an impression and I'm sure he'd like rise to it. I think some of them in real life wouldn't be like that.
Like a pet.
Definitely like that in real life. Yeah.
Go on, Robin.
Do a trick, Robin. Do a trick.
Dance for me.
Didn't realise Pete knew him so well.
Yeah. they were best friends, don't you know?
Yeah. Adolf, Robin, Pete.
I've pretty much said all my people. Anyone else got anyone?
I can't think of too many more.
Who was that like? I can't think of his name, but there was a snooker player. And basically, I think he was Canadian and he had a condition where, like, he had to drink, like, alcohol, like, quite lots of it as well. Like, it wasn't damaging to his health. So he used to drink, like, 30 pints or something ridiculous. I'll get him up for him. I'll send you the link. But he literally would drink, like, 25, 30 pints when he was out on a session.
Speaking of, like, big sesh heads who seem quite... Do you know Andre the Giant, the old wrestler?
He used to
drink like 30 pints a day is like standard, especially when he got to his 30s, because he was so big he was always in pain. It's quite sad actually, but he was always in pain, so he used to drink to kind of numb his pain. So he was going for like 30 pints a day, like glasses of wine. It sounded like the biggest session ever. You should watch that documentary about him, Andre the Giant, and like Hulk Hogan all that, say like he was just fucking a proper nice guy and a big old sesh head. You should love
you go through money though, don't you? That's what I don't get about, like, you know, like big, like fat Pete. You know that guy who died for the sport blues? Yeah, Fat Barry is his name.
Yeah.
Barry.
I feel like Fat Barry was his name.
Yeah. Like, he used to like sink so many pints and eat so many takeaways. It's like, how did I have the money to like afford all it? Well, do you know what I mean?
They might have an elderly rich girlfriend.
Do you remember Andy the Viking Taylor, the darts player? He was like 30 stone and he used to spend like all day obviously in the pub practicing. And every day he was going for 20 to 30 points, he'd say, because he'd been there from it open till it closed and he'd just be on the dartboard all day. How much money was he spending unless the pub sponsored him just to fucking drink there?
That's when darts was good, when they could have a pint on the hockey.
100%. It was a lot better when they used to have like the smoke filled rooms and the points. Yeah. Fucking class, man.
How many points do you reckon you've some kind of session, like your most ever?
Probably 12, 13.
Yeah,
it's hard to know within what period and stuff, though, isn't it? It's like different when you're on the all day compared to when you just go out for a few points that turns into more.
Here we go. I've got some figures from Andre the Giant sessions. He's once definitely confirmed he drank 119 beers and they were 12 ounce. So that's 350 milliliters in our, you know, volume.
That's like a can of Coke, isn't it?
Well, it's 41 liters in 6 hours of beer he drank.
Jesus.
Once. The other time...
It's a big old fella.
Yeah, the other time, another wrestler said he drank 156 16-ounce beers in one sitting, and that's their 470 milliliters of beer, so 73 liters. That was over the night.
Surely that'd kill a man.
He was huge. How tall was he? He was
7 foot, I think.
Yeah, 7'4" was his build height, so it might be slightly different to actually how tall he was. So he was at least 7 foot. Another person confirmed when he was in Reading, he drank 127 beers and passed out in the hotel lobby.
I did something like that in Reading.
Fucking hell. Like some of this shit. He went through 3 cases of French red wine at his local French pub, just as like a standard afternoon. He died of
pain. Was he in?
Well, he died of congestive heart failure.
Yeah, fucking insane, man. He was. I loved him. I love him in Princess's Bride. Do you ever watch that film?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
I just
really
got
good.
I just got that snooker player up as well. It's called Bill Werbnick. And basically, it says he was noted to drink copious amounts of alcohol, consumed before and during matches, at least 6 pints before a match, and then 1 pint for each frame. He drank in total between 40 and 50 pints of lager per day. Doctors advised him to drink alcohol to counteract his benign essential tumour, basically. So they advised him to do it, but 40 to 50 a day. And obviously all that during the snooker.
It's not even enjoyable, to be fair. I'd just be a chore.
Yeah, I bet you could. Yeah, that's you in about 3 years when you're doing it.
That...
Oh, it's all right, actually. So you're calling.
The doctor told me we should crack on, actually.
Yeah, the Andy Foreman, the Viking Taylor.
Yeah,
I think he's dying. He drank 24 bottles of beer a day and quite a bit of brandy. That's what when he was at his heaviest at 31 stone. I love a good beer, but imagine doing that every day. Like you said, Kieran, it'd be a chore, wouldn't it?
Imagine your stomach the next day, man.
Imagine your stomach all the time. Oh, yeah. All right, mate. Calm down, Kieran. You're the fattest one here.
Yeah, because I'm committed to the podcast, mate. It's big tummies.
I actually told one of the... Because we were my personal trainer today. I actually told one of the other ones what the name was. And she was like, that's actually really fucking good. So she's going to look us up.
Oh, exactly. Another fan.
Another fan. Shout out to Hayley Crackle, PT.
Shout out to Tom Shelby as well, listening to every episode.
Yeah, shout out to Tom Shelby. Thanks for listening, buddy.
After his fourth Masters or whatever it is now. Yeah. A little bit of time just to listen to our podcast.
Hopefully, one day he stops listening to our podcast and actually finishes a degree and gets a degree. Yeah.
He's probably the most qualified person who listens to our podcast worldwide.
Yeah, because he's got degrees. Yeah, he's just started about 6 of them. But I think he has finished his Masters now.
No, he has, yeah.
Yeah, well, he has. Well, Shelby, well done on that. It only took you about 10 years, mate.
Yeah, well done, Shelby.
Shout out to Tom Shelby, yeah. Any more shout outs, or are we good to wrap this up?
Oh, we've got too many. You've been busy, are you, Chips?
All right, sorry, mate. Shout out to Chloe for dragging Alex away.
Want to go watch This Is Us?
Shout out to Chloe for hosting Alex.
This Is Us. That's such a terrible show, Alex. Fucking
Becky like it.
Yeah, she loves it.
Yeah, so why is it terrible?
Because it's fucking... I've seen, like, clips of it, and it's shit.
You're better than that, Noel. You don't judge your book by its cover. You play World of Warcraft.
You watch Japanese cartoon porn, so haven't you?
No, I don't. No, yeah, you do. Don't try and throw that in there, Pete. I don't watch... what's it actually called?
Have you ever watched anime porn?
What do you mean? What's it actually called? Yes, I have. I agree that's on your most favourite.
I have watched it. Yeah, of course I have. You watch a bit of everything on porn? No.
I've never...
Off. You watched every category on Pornhub.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You said you start on it, but you can never finish on it. I'm sure you told me that in the past.
You fucking liar.
Definitely did.
Oh, fuck you. All right, well,
it's good to get things going, but we need a real woman. That's the end of it all.
We're diverting here, so we'll wrap it up, lads, because
Noel wants to finish it. First is Chips, and now Noel's like, to wrap up.
Talking about his anime porn. And
cut, cut, cut.
Right, lads, thanks for coming on, and I'll probably see you next week. This should come out about Monday, Tuesday. All right. Right, nice one, lads. I'll see you next week. Cheers for that.
See you later, lads. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.